Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Andrew Littlefair, CEO of Clean Energy Fuels Corp. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is CLNE. And the company is a provider of natural gas as an alternative fuel for vehicle fleets in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Andrew.
Well, thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Start off by talking about the acquisition of Exterran Holdings and the fueling station.
Sure. We announced that this morning. Exterran, many people know it as the old Hanover Compressor Corp. They merged with United Compressor. Exterran was in the business mostly in the business of providing natural gas fueling systems to large transit agencies. And we, too, own, operate, and maintain transit facilities for transit properties and fuel them on natural gas. And so it just made sense as Exterran was looking to exit the business for us to acquire those contracts, working with their customers, some of whom we already work with. So it's a nice add for us. It adds 25 million gallons to our volume, which is good, and in key areas. For instance, we're now working with LAMTA, which is Los Angeles Metro. It's the largest natural gas fleet in the United States, and now we're the ones fueling the buses for WMATA, Washington Metro. So we're fueling the buses that serve the nation's capital. So we see great a chance to expand this, and think it's a nice strategic acquisition.
Great. And in terms of the way that the company works within the market, talk about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned Clean Energy Fuels is to capitalize on some of the trends.
Well, we're the largest, and I think for your listeners, we're the largest in the business, and that is we provide natural gas for fleets. And so really our business is to provide compressed natural gas or liquefied natural gas, build, own, operate stations, and serve fuel to customers. And so we have a large sales force now that works with customers to bring them over to natural gas. I guess, when you kind of look at, stand back for a second and look at the climate, I've never seen really a climate as good as it is today for clean fuel. So natural gas is domestic. So, for those of us that are worried about, energy security, here we have a domestic resource that's abundant, very abundant now in the United States, and cheap. That's what makes us very attractive. Not only is it domestic, it's less expensive than diesel or gasoline, and it's really clean. It's not only is it lower on NOx and particulate matter. Now that we're worried about climate change, turns out that natural gas in a vehicle burns 25 to 30% less, has 25 to 30% less carbon. So we really see that moving forward, you're going to continue to move to cleaner alternative fuels, and it just so happens that we've picked a good horse. We've been in the business a long time. We're operating in 13 states. We've picked our markets, we think, fairly carefully. So, we're only after those fleets that use a lot of fuel and return to base, and that's how we build the infrastructure. So we like the trend, the macro trend. It's interesting, Juan, when you look at it, 2 years ago, when we took the company public, I know that there was about 5 million natural gas vehicles in the world. And today, there's 10 million. Now, there's about 140,000 or so in the United States. So we're behind in the U.S., but we really see the future is that you're going to use this abundant resource in heavy-duty trucking in the goods movement, and we think we're well-positioned to be able to take advantage of that.
Great. Well, certainly a cheaper alternative as well as better for the environment sounds like win-win. And so what else differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
We're the only guy, company that does both compressed natural gas and liquefied natural gas. So that's one. Secondly, we knew starting, Boone Pickens and I founded the company, and so we've been at it a long time, and you know that Boone's, I think, been valuable to this country because he's highlighted the need to get off of foreign oil, and so I just wanted your listeners to know that he's our largest shareholder. But we figured out years ago that if you're going to get fleet operators to switch and move to an alternative fuel. You better bring all of the, you better add value, and you better bring all the things that they need. So we help, unlike our other competitors, we help educate our customers on what the products available and engine technology is available. We help them get grants. We'll lock into a long-term fuel price. We'll hedge their fuel. We'll build them a station. You know, we'll lease them vehicles. We'll do all the things to knock down the barriers to bring them to an alternative fuel. And other companies in our business don't do that.
Great. And what were the value drivers behind the clean energy fuels Q1 results for this year, Andrew, which were particularly strong?
Well, you know, I think we're benefiting. You know, as you go back and look at the last couple of quarters, maybe we weren't smart enough to figure it out at the time, but, you know, we obviously, the economy went into a pretty rough period, and some of our customers slowed down on using the fuel. It's interesting, oil went from $140, you know, to $37, and obviously gasoline, the end product, the diesel and gasoline went from $4, in the case of diesel, $5, down to $3. So, obviously, some of our spread got squeezed some. But even through all that, and the pressure coming off some of our fleets, we didn't see any fleets canceling their projects or they're saying that they didn't no longer want to go to natural gas. We see that fleets are interested in fuel diversity. However, at the same time, some of our customers slowed down on routes and delayed some purchases, so we are keeping a mindful eye on that. But when we go back and we compare this quarter's results, our volume is ticking back up, which is good. That's one of the things we look at. Our margins were strong again, and we increased revenue at the top line. We don't provide guidance, but we do think that, you know, the trends are favorable on volume, and we look forward to the second half to see continued increases.
And any challenges that you foresee for the upcoming year, and what are some of your strategies for overcoming them?
Well, like all companies, I think right now, you know, we've been trying to grow. But we've been trying to do it in a responsible way and keep a little bit of a lid on G&A expense. So we've instituted a program to reduce G&A. That seems to be on track, so we're pleased with that. We made this acquisition. We think this is the time that we announced today. We think this is the time for some other acquisitions. We also know that in our business, it's kind of a long lead time type business. So, you know, we have to work with lots of customers and bring them along. They have to order vehicles. We have to build stations. And so we do all we can to work hard to fill the pipeline. And we're encouraged right now. In the history of the company, we've never had a pipeline that's had as much in it as we do right now. So, you know, it's one of those balancing acts that even in somewhat difficult economy, we're a growth company. So we have to continue to grow, and we are. But we also have to hold, you know, try to keep in check with our capital needs and also with our operating expense.
So yeah, talk a little bit about more about the company's growth, excuse me, in regards to organic versus M&A activities.
Well, you know, we I would say historically, and you know, starting out on a smaller base. We've been over time, we've been able to grow in the 20%, 25% a year range. And we've been challenged, frankly, on that in the last year. But I like to think that we can see those kinds of growth rates again. We also know there are other opportunities that are before us. Late last year, we acquired a landfill, the third largest landfill in the United States, called McComas Bluff in Dallas. We acquired this landfill to be able to take clean up methane gas out of that landfill that we put into the pipeline. It's interesting, when you take methane gas out of a landfill and you clean it up and it's pipeline quality, the environmental benefit, the carbon benefit, is it's 88% less carbon. So it's very attractive to those that need natural gas for their renewable portfolios, such as utilities. And so we acquired that landfill late last year. We spent some money on upgrading it. And we recently announced a few weeks ago a deal to Shell where we're selling that fuel at a significant premium to market, to the current market. And that gas will go all the way across the country to be used for a utility. So the reason I go through that long story is to say that there are more of those opportunities out there. California just enacted a thing called the Low Carbon Fuel Standard. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I think it's the beginning of what you're going to see in many other states and perhaps even by the EPA, and that is that over the next 10 years or so, California has to reduce its carbon by 10%. Well, it turns out that natural gas, biomethane, electricity, and hydrogen are the only four fuels singled out by California that's a contributor to reduce carbon. All the other fuels like gasoline, diesel, and all have to pay money or clean themselves up and therefore cost more. So starting in about 2010 and 2011, those of us that are cleaner today will be able to generate credits, and it looks like others will have to buy those credits. So we are gaining the experience to not only understand carbon credits, but also produce biomethane from these landfills. And so I see that as a new business line for us, one that we're learning fast and that we see great potential for. So that's going to be a new line in organic. And then as we look at our current business, we have same store sales growth. For instance, on a call yesterday, I outlined at several of our transit properties, several of these transit agencies have added buses. And I won't bore you with all the detail of that, but certain cities have added 60 in the last couple quarters, 75 more this year. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you add up 135 buses at a current customer down in San Diego where we already fuel those that transit agency, that's 2 million gallons that drops in to an existing customer. And so that's organic growth. So you'll see a combination of organic same-store sales growth. You'll see a couple new business lines like this biomethane. And then we have 81 stations in our pipeline. Not all of which will get built this year, of course, but we continue to build new stations. So that's how we see growing the company going forward.
Good answer. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Andrew, as well as that of some of the key management team at Clean Energy.
Well, I started with I had a political background. I worked for President Reagan in the White House. It's getting to be a long time ago. And then I went to work as Boone Pickens' assistant at Mesa Petroleum and was in charge of public affairs and then eventually different projects and was his assistant and then vice president of public affairs. I also had responsibility for the natural gas vehicles and some other things, which were small at Mesa. But Mesa was, as you may remember, was a large independent producer of natural gas. That's how we kind of stumbled on. Boone knew that natural gas was better transportation fuel. And at Mesa, we had a lot of natural gas. And we knew that if you could put it into a gas tank, you got a substantial premium for it. So that's how we kind of stumbled into the business many years ago now. And we formed, Boone did, using Boone's money and me, we started Pickens Fuel Corp. Almost 12 years ago out here in California, and we acquired some assets from the Southern California Gas Company. And that got us our initial 20 or so stations. And today we have about 175 fueling stations, and that's growing. Through that process, I met some of our senior management. In fact, at that time at SoCal, Warren Mitchell was the president of Southern California Gas. Well, he now is retired and is chairman of our board. Jim Harger, our senior vice president for marketing, worked and started the natural gas vehicle program for SoCal back in 1988, I believe, Southern California Gas, in 1988. I thought he was an excellent salesman at the time, and so he was my first hire, and he continues in that role. Our senior vice president of operations was a gentleman that had great experience at the Southern California Gas Company as well, and his name is Mitchell Pratt. He's now our vice president of operations and responsible for our engineering and all of our operations, and our building recently, our commissioning of our $80 million LNG plant. We built the first LNG plant in California that's been built to date, and we brought that online here in the last few couple months. Mitch is responsible for that. And so we have a good stable, if you will, of very qualified people, many of whom have been in the natural gas vehicle business as small as it's been for years. Dennis Ding, who's our vice president of engineering, has built about 100, 120 fueling stations. Still a relatively young guy. He's been in the business 20 years. I guess he's not even 40 years old yet. And so I'm very proud of the team we've built. I'm proud of our board. You know, Boone Pickens serves on our board. John Harrington, the former Secretary of Energy, is on our board. I mentioned Warren Mitchell, the former chairman of the Southern California Gas Company. Jim Miller, chairman of our audit committee on our board, was the director of OMB, Office of Management Budget for the United States. Vince Terramina, who is new to our board, had one of the largest refuse companies in Southern California and sold out to Republic Industries, and he's been a nice addition on our board. And the reason is because refuse, that is natural gas trash trucks, one of the best markets that we have. And we're now doing refuse deals all over the United States from Long Island, Florida, all the way to Seattle and Southern California. We see that as a great market. So we're fortunate to have a good group of people with lots of experience. They're very, very dedicated. I know everybody says that, but it's really true.
Great. Well, sounds like a bunch of workhorses. And in terms of milestones for the year, what specific milestones and objectives has the management set for clean energy fuels?
Well, we're compensated by increasing profitability and EBITDA and volume. So, you know, without getting into the weeds too much, I mean, that's how our management team and the whole organization, we look good. The more volume we run through here, the more money we make. So we focus on those. We have internal milestones of different projects and different fleet customers and certain growth in our various segments at airports and refuse and regional trucking. But really the bottom line is we like to see increased volume growth, that is gallons flowing through the system, and that leads to increased profitability.
And in terms of investors, do you think investors understand the direction of the company?
Well, I think so. I hope so. It's not, you know, I sit here and ramble on. It's not that complicated. 95% of our revenue is derived by selling fuel. And a lot of this other noise, when I talk about public policy or leasing or station construction or hedging, these are just tools that we use to sell fuel. And I think that most investors now know that the green economy, the interest in moving to cleaner fuels really around the globe and is here to stay. And it just so happens that natural gas is one of the cleanest fuels, is one of the best on carbon fuels. With the advent of natural gas shale in the United States, you know, we're now, the United States ends up being either number three or number four in the world in terms of natural gas reserves. Boone likes to almost refer to it as he's been talking about, you know, backing out imported oil, that here you are, even today, in lower oil price, still importing 68 to 70% of your oil. A lot of it from kind of people that don't like us. And in that same period, in this last 5 years, because we figured out how to get more natural gas out of the shale plays, and the Barnett Shale, and the Haynesville, and the Marcellus, and these other new shales, you're really awash in natural gas. And Boone sort of says, you know, it's like divine intervention. You've used technology to be able to harness more natural gas, which is dramatic change. It's really a game changer. So here's, as we move forward into looking how we become less dependent on foreign oil and what do we do about climate change, we've got our own resource. And so we'll do well by that. And I think investors now know that this isn't a fad. And it's not going to be for every vehicle in the United States. It's going to be for certain segments. But just before we wrap up, look at how many billions of gallons are used in goods movement. I mean, it's literally tens of billions of gallons a year. And trash trucks, if you did nothing else but just did a converted America's 200,000 trash trucks to natural gas, that's 2 billion gallons, just that one market alone. So there's some big targets. It's gasoline and diesel target. Natural gas will be won't be the fuel for every vehicle on the road, but it will be, it fits some vehicles very well. High fuel use vehicles, trucks, 18-wheelers, regional trucking, fleets, government fleets, buses, trash trucks. And that's where we're focused. And I think the investor, I think, are beginning to understand that more and more.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Andrew Littlefair, CEO of Clean Energy Fuels Corp. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is CLNE, and currently trading at $9.48 a share. And before we conclude, Andrew, what are some of the key reasons why Clean Energy Fuels, CLNE, represents a good long-term investment opportunity for potential investors?
Well, I hope I've covered some of that, but we're the leader. We're the largest in the business. Natural gas, it will be recognized more and more as a fuel that has a special place because of its abundance, its cleanliness, its low carbon content. We're well positioned in the right markets. We've gone through the tough times. You know, we've built the company from the ground up. We have identified the markets. We're here to stay. We're very focused. And so I think going forward, we're well positioned to, as this market develops, and it is developing.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth.
Well, good. Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to update our investors.
Okay, good deal.